Café Rollist is your caffeinated tabletop RPG break. It started as our exclusive Patreon show, but following a survey with our supporters, I am happy now to share its most recent episode here with you. If you enjoy this show, please consider checking out our archive of 100 or so additional episodes, which are still exclusive on Patreon.
Welcome for another Café Rollist. Tonight, not this afternoon, you might recognize a few voices you might be familiar with through our Rollist podcast. We are joined today by the whole gang of the Roleplay Heaven. Gary, could you introduce yourself to our viewers?
Yeah, hi, I'm Gary Harper. I'm one of the directors of the Roleplay Haven.
Kat, you're right in the middle of our screen arrangement, so you're going to go second.
Hi, I'm Kat. I am the financial director of Roleplay Haven.
And last but not least, David?
Hi, everybody. I'm Dave. I'm the community director at the Roleplay Haven, and I'm psyched to be here.
Awesome. We're all here for great news, or maybe not so great news, but still a bright future ahead. So this show has been sort of happening because of COVID, the circumstances on my side. And tonight we've got the Roleplay Heaven to talk about what's going on at the Roleplay Heaven in those weird times, which are 2020. Gary, what are the activities happening right now at the Roleplay Heaven?
Well, obviously with massive lockdown, the first wave that's happened, we've had to close all the branches down for safety reasons for the members. So we've gone completely online and we've moved all of the branches to Discord. So all of the branches are now operating from Discord. We've ramped up and upgraded the servers. The community have been behind it. They've upgraded because that's what you can do with Discord, is you can inject into it. So we've moved everything onto the Discord sites, which has been very good and very successful with the members. They've enjoyed the Discord. We've got all these fancy bots, dice rollers, and it's been a huge learning curve for us because it's not something we're typically geared to be, is to be online fully, which has had strains on our website for sure. And we've had to learn an awful lot because obviously people who know us will know we're typically venue people. So we're at the venues, we're deep into the community with everybody around, very face to face. So yes, it's been a challenge with COVID. It's been a good thing and it has had a lot of negativity for us as a business as well, because obviously we are a business as well. Probably a bit more on that. But
you mentioned the face of to face, the venues, the people used to you, but actually my first question should have been, could you introduce the Roleplay Heaven and what it does and what it was doing when before the pandemic was happening? What's all the work that you're doing? Because I'm aware of that, but contacting a few people recently, I realized that a lot of people are unaware of the amazing work that the Roleplay Heaven does. Kat?
Beep. I'm sure I'm hoping you're going to go straight for that one. Blimey. I'm not great on the spot, I have to say. We obviously run several branches of role-playing clubs throughout England, mostly in London, with our four branches here. But we also have branches down in two in Wales and also one in Plymouth. As well as running our community branches, bringing gaming to everyone, we also use this as an ability to raise money for charity, with each branch having their own individual chosen branch charity that, as they roll, they raise money, basically, which we've been doing now for quite a few years now, isn't it? It's 10 years, isn't it, Gary?
10 years, yes.
But you are an established charity as well, and but not only you are fundraising often, but also you got this status. David, are you the specialist to talk about that aspect of the Roleplay Heaven? You're muted.
No, there was... Don't know why that happened, sorry. I must have hit the button on my mic. Yeah, I can talk about it if my mic will let me. Yeah, so we're a non-profit organization that focuses on building communities around roleplay and then using those communities to support local charities. So for the last 10 years, that's what we've been doing. Really, really excited. We've been working with Mind, Shelter from the Storm. We've been working with children's hospitals, homeless shelters, local hospitals, in fact. And we've been really passionately doing that work. And our members are amazing. The roleplay community is always amazing because they always give so much. We do fundraising at different events, and always the role players are always fantastic. So we use that to be a force for good, as well as being able to slay some dragons at the same time. So moving online, our main primary concern is about keeping people together, allowing people to, like, supporting people to be able to meet up with each other, like virtually. And, that's been our primary concern through the lockdown. So it's definitely been a learning curve. But thanks to our amazing volunteer teams, and our amazing director team here as well. That learning curve has been quick, and we've been able to come online. And that's been the main part we've focused on. But obviously that's definitely taken a toll on our meeting up face to face side.
Yeah, sadly, we are on the brink. I'm not even sure at this point if we started the second lockdown or if we are about to enter it. But when the first lockdown happened, a lot of us still had plans for the end of this year. That included some hope of Dragon Meet. I haven't heard anything about that. So I don't know what's happening since I haven't heard anything. I assume nothing, or maybe something online. There was still hope. Last year we organized, with your tremendous support, the first D&D for mental health. We were hoping to do something else, RPG for mental health, this October. For obvious reason, it's not gonna happen because I don't have the energy of doing something online. A lot of plans got changed. And, there's no fundraising for Mind this October because you're engaging in another very important fundraising this year.
Yeah, 100%. This year we are, for the very first time, we are going to be looking at fundraising for ourselves to keep our doors open effectively. We've always tried to plan the RP Haven. And Kat can tell you all about our financial planning has always been, we build a community, we make sure that community has enough money to run for 3 months, without if anything goes wrong. But obviously we are over 6 months, into a lockdown into the pandemic with, looking unlikely to open our doors again. So for the first time, yeah, I think we're trying to focus on securing our future so that we can go back to fundraising.
So your model for the club has been, up to this point at least, not subscriptions, but people showing up at games and paying a modest fee to participate a game. Is that right, Gary?
Yes. So obviously we run annual memberships. So I guess that's an ongoing subscription, yearly subscription, but it relies on face to face. The money that people pay, which is £2.50, is to play in the game. Majority of that money goes into the venue, but we do get excess money, which is what we turn and convert into going to charity. Obviously, as Kat explained earlier, each branch designating where that money goes to. And then some venues have so many people going to them that, you know, they can produce an awful lot of money for charity. So, yes, we 100% rely on those money coming in, those £2.50s per person coming in. And so, as you can imagine, we're coming up to possibly a second lockdown. Our reserves are not going to hold, in all honesty. Our website is buckling because of other problems coming in. So we've not charged people for being on Discord. I only said, look, if you're a member, join the games. So there is no income coming in. We're completely solid. There's nothing happening. So, yeah, it's having a financial toll on to us, just like 90% of the businesses of this country or the world. Everyone's in the same problem. And I think this time we're saying, look, we've always helped the community. We've put everything into it, the members, it's charity. We'd like to get help this time to keep us going, so we can carry on our mission, which was to throw dice, have fun, and raise money for charity, which is in the core. That's what we've always done.
Well, the roleplay event's been very visible for at least people who attend conventions and this sort of things. And I think that it's a beloved organization to many people in the tabletop RPG industry. I know a lot of people went through roleplay event and now are professionals in different industries, but I've heard you're putting together, or it should be ready tonight, actually, a video featuring people from our community.
Yes, that's right. We've got, we've reached out to everybody in the community, publishers, writers, artists, and said, we need your help, really need your help at this moment. So we have an important message, and we would like you to read that important message out to everybody, which will be displayed on our GoFundMe page, asking for help. Because we're here to support the community. We support publishers. We support everybody, artists. So hopefully they'll be reading that as well. They are, because we've received, an awful lot of videos coming in. So now we're splicing all that video up.
Yeah. Dave, you want to add something to that?
Yeah. It's been amazing response for, there's been lots of, you know, heartfelt warmth and lots of expression of anything that we can do will help you. And we're really warmed by that. And as I said, the RP Haven has always been really touched by the amazing response from the RP community, roleplay community is what I'm trying to say. We're really thankful for the help we've got. So we've got even before launching, and we're really looking forward to launching it tonight.
I'm not familiar with GoFundMe. So I'm slightly more familiar with Kickstarter because of the people I interviewed. Or do they work? Or do you have goals of some kind? Do you have different objectives with this GoFundMe? And depending on how much money you successfully raise, you have more projects you will put forward. What's the GoFundMe is going to actually pay for?
So the GoFundMe is obviously a lot different to what some people are familiar with, things like Kickstarters. GoFundMe is for helping the community, charity organizations, or just people that are in need, which is why we've used it, because it's the most appropriate tool for us. There's no stretch goals, not like Kickstarter. Come on, give us 10 grand, we're going to give you this. No, we're not doing that.
You don't get a t-shirt or a plushie of Gary or Dave?
No.
Can we have David show up in his dragon costume for a children party if we keep social distancing?
We could do Dave showing up in his dragon costume looking sexy, but we'd have to actually have an extra separate stretch goal for having the costume cleaned, or you can have a smelly Dave dragon, you know.
That dragon costume is locked away firmly till dragon meat comes out, because it comes out with tongs and everything.
I did not expect any other kind than a smelly dragon.
Well, they call him Dragon Dave now at Dragon Meat. So, so no, we're not stretch goals. It's simply a single target that we're going to be putting up online, and everybody needs to reach that target. So, everybody's chipping in. It's with GoFundMe's, they're a continuous as well. So, you haven't got like 1 month to do this in. You can do it over a certain period. It can stay active long as possible. We do have a target. We need to try and do this within a month, so which we're going to be putting on a GoFundMe. That is our target. We need to raise
that money and get in by this time of the month. Because we've got a lot to do in the future. We have a new website because we want to have a system in place where we can make a safe environment or a safer environment from COVID, where there's no payment of coins because we're doing coins. I feel so out of date. When we did the RPA, we were so ahead, but now I'm out of date. So we're trying to remove money. So you pay everything online. So when you turn to the venue, you've got your little ticket. There you go. Well, just show it. Don't touch it. Just show it. So it's all booked in, all remotely.
Which reminds me, Dave's got my contactless payment device, which I need to recover.
I do. It's in my charity box. And that was from our, that was when we raised all that money for mine, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't really have a use for it right now.
So. Don't worry, I'll keep tapping it. Maybe the money will get, maybe that money will go to you. I mean, all the money that we raised in this GoFundMe basically will go to relaunching the branches. Cause not only is it relaunching the branches, it's relaunching the branches in a way that's COVID appropriate, that is considerate and making sure it's a safe gaming environment. So the safe payment, as Gary's just mentioned, that requires our new website so that we can do the safe payment. We need to explore kind of all the innovative ways to play role play in person without spreading COVID. So whether that be building a big barrier or having like, you know, speaker boxes or, you know, whether that be, I don't know, finding venues where you can dip everybody in vats of alcohol gel. I don't know. But, when we do open the branches,
you could have get smart bubbles, you know, this big plexiglass domes you play under.
Like a snow globe of some sort, yeah. But so it's opening the venues, obviously, and that's going to be hard enough. The fact that we've had no income coming in, but also opening the venues, venues plus making sure that it's a safe place. Because at the end of the day, we don't want to open the venues if it's not going to be a safe place. Our motto has always been fun, safe gaming, and that safe kind of always meant everybody feeling safe around the table and the stories that we tell. But now that safe has a real world physical part of that, and that's what we're going to need to focus on. So yeah, all that money is going to go to making sure that we're safe when we reopen as well.
So is part of this funding also going to go to sort of up your game online and make it easier for players to find each other as part of Roleplay Heaven and join online games? And there are types of safety also which are involved with data safety and this sort of thing. So what's the future like in terms of online gaming at the Roleplay Heaven? Kat?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Kat. I was waiting for Kat because she's been very quiet.
Kat, Kat's usually keeping us all right.
Oh, but yeah, I'm actually kind of thinking, hang on, I'm not the tech wizard here. Hang on. Online gaming is not going to go away. With COVID, I think people have moved online with us. All our clubs just not seamlessly. There was a little bit, you know, we had to work together. We had to learn a new thing that we'd never done before. But everyone in our communities and all our branches did really wonderfully doing that, aided by Gary and Dave, who are more technically minded than me. We moved very seamlessly onto Discord, allowing people to use those as the voice parts of their gaming. Well, I think a lot of people are using our dice bots. Some people are using it in conjunction with other systems like Roll20 or Astral, I think the other one is. It's probably not going to go away. I think when we physically open, we will probably still maintain the online part with Discord for those who are maybe might have to shield for a bit longer. And also for people who have met into branch, you know, we've got people down from Plymouth and Wales who are playing with people up in London, which they've never had the chance to do. And they're meeting up on Saturday nights gaming, and they're using our Discord server for that, which is awesome. And we'd love that to continue even when all our branches are open. You know, our community is just going to get bigger because of the online side of it. So we are looking at now, Gary particularly is looking at the guidelines and codes of conduct and putting in our moderators who will have a sort of similar role to committees who will safeguard everybody. So there will be a structure there. So watch this space, really, because that's still ongoing. We're still learning, really, really still learning. But, you know, it's looking rosy.
Awesome.
I mean, one of the big advantages of, you know, doing a new website, which we're trying to obviously build around at the moment with everything going on, just to recap, one of the problems that we've had is when we've obviously our website's full of plugins, like most websites, and a lot of these plugins stopped functioning when COVID hit. So the website's been slowly falling apart over this time. So now hopefully we can get this fund through, we can rebuild the site, and a lot of what Kat just covered, we can look into having a much more modern look, bringing in more of like an online branch, so people and offering a better facility for everybody. We're really in a good position now, and we've had a lot of people step forward and offer help and advice and how we can do this. So this is, much as this is it's a very hard time and very worrying time for us and the team of our future, at the same time, it's also very positive that we can be creating this new future, a very safe gaming environment for people.
It's very exciting, I find, because as you say, it's a difficult time, but it's also an opportunity. And my small impression of the roleplay event, even if you limit it in London, is that it had so many branches that it was very difficult to keep everybody under the same roof at the same time. So it's cool to have this thing, which would be this opportunity for people to play together, have more cross-pollinization, as they say in my industry, between branches. Do you think, do you have an idea yet? Or do games would take place? Would you have like event weekends, like the Gauntlet does that, or would you have a special night? Because I remember with the branches in London, one branch had the Monday for them, another the Tuesday, another the Wednesday. Will there be the Friday, which is dedicated for online? You know, just to sort of have things happen in a, you know, if more people show up at the same time, same moment to play, it gives more of a community feel. Are there things or projects you have considered about how you're gonna run things?
Yes, we're planning on, once this is settled a bit further, and also once we know what's going on, opening up physically again in real life at a real venue, we will be doing member surveys to pick a night that doesn't clash with any of our other club nights, so that we could do an online online club for everybody. It obviously will exclude any club nights that are already running, because it's not fair if, say, we picked Fridays, because then you've got Plymouth going, hang on, we meet then, what about us? So that's not fair on them. So we'll pick a night that nobody is running, so that everyone gets a chance if they wish to. Also, I think that Gary had a few more ideas on that, but at the moment I think we're focusing on the main thing, which is getting our website up and running and looking all shiny. And also, we're constantly reading government guidelines on safety in real space meeting up. So we're constantly looking at that and rejigging our plans for real life, because obviously this isn't something that we can set in place and in stone now, because it's constantly moving about what you need to do. So we're a bit taken up with that at the moment, I think.
It's interesting, because I remember trying to organize stuff like London Drinks and Dice, informal meetup of role players to have a drink together. And in London, with venues, you get sort of this challenge that starting Thursday evening, then Friday, then Saturday, venues are way too busy to accommodate crazy folks like us, tabletop RPG fans, we don't consume nearly enough alcohol and costly beverage as others do. So I guess that's where the online can play a part for people who are not so much into the nighttime economy. But this way you have an option on a busy night.
Yeah. We always really want to, as Kat said, we want to, like, look at our members, what our members are asking for, and what the community is asking for, to build communities. And I mean, I'm probably letting out a little bit of a trade secrets here, but it's not really too big a secret, I hope, is that whenever we start a new community, the first thing we do is ask people, what do you need from a local roleplay community? What do you need? When should it be? And what does that look like for you? And I think we're constantly asking that question. And we want to ask that question about an online presence, about offline presence, about coming back. We've been trying to talk to as many people as possible, but when do we feel it's safe? What does it feel like? What will it look like to feel safe? Because we've always really always wanted to focus on that social well-being in our clubs, as well as our emotional well-being and our physical well-being. And that's a really key thing, because I know that during this time, that's been a real struggle. That social and emotional well-being has been a really big struggle for some people. Having built now a community online, we don't want to just let that fizzle out. What we want to do is support those people, because as much as we're going to be celebrating and jumping for joy when we get people back, when we go back meeting in person, we're not going to forget about those people who may take more time to get back into the community, because for whatever reason.
Well, and again, it's an opportunity, because what I've noticed at online conventions is that there are quite a few people who didn't have the opportunity to have a branch of any club or even player around them, who found out about online gaming thanks to that. And even if they had a group or a club to play with, they find out there were many more options to play different games with different people. So if you're in an area which is sort of isolated, it's an opportunity for a lot of people to play. It's also much more comfortable for a lot of people who might have mobility challenges. So online gaming, I think that's something which will change. I don't like using absolute, but the tabletop RPG community forever. What happened with COVID? I think a lot of people, young and old, came together online, and that's very exciting to think of Roleplay Heaven taking a part in that.
No, really, it really is. And you know, these with online conventions, I mean, we're very proud to be a part of the conventions in different parts of the UK, and we're very proud to do fundraising events when we can and fundraise at those conventions. So I think the next trick is about fundraising on online conventions. So I don't know how we would do that. I don't know if I need to set up a webcam and dance in a dragon costume for 4 hours, or how we could do it, but if you run an online convention and you're listening to this and you want some help fundraising, please.
You're a dancing dragon. Yeah.
Please give me an email. hello@rphaven.co.uk. Drop an email. I'll come be a dancing dragon for hours. Anything we can do to raise money for charity.
Yeah. Sadly, the technology is not quite there yet, because obviously we would not have the smell of the dragon if we do it online.
Right. It's a green dragon for a reason.
You've noticed that. So after he's been in that costume all day, sweating away, we spray him down. It's horrible. So maybe doing it online is the way forward.
There's something in another opportunity there, which I find quite fascinating. I've seen quite a lot of, even before the pandemic, very successful fundraising take place online, especially on platforms like Twitch, for a lot of fundraising for charities. And so there's sort of a couple of things which it's an opportunity to have see come together. The first one is this fundraising, see it maybe even more successful thanks to your experience and the experience of some streamers. And secondly, I remember attending MCM London Comic Con, and there were a lot of Critical Role fans, for instance, many of them were consumers of streamers, and many of them were playing online, but they were not so aware and used to attend physical conventions or go into physical clubs. So it's something which would be also very interesting to see how the Roleplay Heaven could engage with successful streamers out there and the audience of those streamers to even further bring the community together, because we've been a bit somewhat segregated. I mean, not just streamers and physical thing. You're already doing that with tabletop RPG fans, which is a segregated hobby, sort of, you know. We don't really know how they play in Manchester. My show is dedicated to sort of shining a light how people play in London for people abroad and sometimes visiting foreign countries and say, oh, well, then in France, we go, they play over there like this. In Germany, the Dark Eye is more popular than Dungeons and Dragons and so on. So it's, I really like the idea of the roleplay even having, I know it already played this sort of role of bringing people together. So if it could extend to online, I think it would be very exciting.
Yeah, 100%. The that's the thing. You mentioned about people who maybe nice mug. I think you should hold that up to the camera there.
I've been holding it several times.
He's been drinking it. Yeah.
No, I think that's one of our key reasons why we're fundraising is, as you said, we've always wanted to bring people together. And we find that our branches have always been key places for that. There's always been our motto has always been a big friendly welcome and a big smile when people come through the door, especially new players. And we want to continue that because we think it's I hope people agree with us that we think it's really, really important that we welcome people into our hobby, and we have a place to do that, and we have a place that's safe to do that. And so that's one of those things. And then what we find is you create an atmosphere which is warm, happy, you know, jokes and laughs. Then those, you pay that £2.50, and then over the course of a year, you raise £1,000 for charity without even thinking about it. And I mean, the RP Haven has donated about £17,000 over the course of its 10 years lifespan into communities, into mental health charities, homeless charities, you know, into everything. And we want to keep that mission really, really going.
I think it's also the Role Play Haven is not just really a role playing club. It does a lot more. It's about a community as well. It's about a lot of these people going to the clubs who've never they don't have many friends, or they don't get out because of various different reasons. And it's about seeing a friendly face, meeting up with friends. A lot of them go for drinks after the games. We've helped out an awful lot of them as well with even job references, trying to help them find work. It really is a giant family, that we are here. You know, you look at some of the publishers as well, like Modiphius, half of them are RP Haven members because we help them out and get them some jobs and all that, because some of them are really, really talented writers or artists. And so it's good to give them a little bit of confidence, give them a little push so they can go a little bit further in life. And even when we were on Sky TV many, many years ago, we had Ashley Banjo teaching a load of us how to dance, and more like humiliation, to be honest. And one of the things he noticed was that there was this big confidence that we were driving into people. And really, it was kind of that sort of moment right there that he realized, this is not just a role-playing club that we got here. We're doing a lot more. We're really, really helping a lot of people. And like Dave, Kat, me, can tell you 100 stories of the impact that we've had doing the Roleplay Haven. You know, even when we're a small club, and now we're like, you know, we're 800-900 members, 7 branches. The impact must be even bigger. And that's not even just the charity side, that's the community side. So yeah, it's not just about chucking dice. Chucking dice is the bonus. It's about the members.
Yeah, speaking to members, and a couple of them have told me several things. They were very eager for us to share and say, and I've had one member in particular wanted to let people know that there's a couple of times where he felt that if he wasn't at the Roleplay Haven, he didn't know where he was going to be that night. And he was very glad for a place that allowed him to engage in a hobby that there's escapism in that, and that helps, but also it's social contact and it's relaxing and it's welcoming. And that's really why we do it. And that's really why we want to keep doing it, because everybody needs that space. And there's plenty of football clubs and there's plenty of rugby clubs, but there's not a lot of role play clubs. And I tell you, if I get on my pedestal, there should be more role play clubs.
There are a few. I can name a few in London.
Yeah, there's amazing ones in London and there's amazing ones up and down the UK that we've worked with, and we love working with other role play clubs as well. And we just want to keep that going. More roleplay clubs.
I wanted to comment on what Gary was saying, mentioning humiliation. I don't think you know what humiliation is until you start doing TikTok videos for your GoFundMe, Gary. But hopefully it will happen.
I'm
going to
take you up on that challenge. maybe I'll show you the video of me dancing and some of the other people. And you're going to go, nah.
I'm shameless on TikTok.
I love your TikTok.
Thank you.
It makes me smile. After I saw your TikTok, because thankfully you posted on Facebook, I downloaded it and then I was like, I can't do this. So I really enjoy it.
So before we reach the death of going to TikTok, you got a few. My son is running towards here. Was about to go BBC World style with him running behind me, but my wife caught him off screen. So I believe you got a few things scheduled, but we're recording this for people to be transparent. We're recording this on October 7th. We're going to release this on October 30th when the GoFundMe launches. But I believe you got a few things which are on the program, that you are a few online activities, maybe some streams. So what's ahead? As part of the promotion of this GoFundMe, are there things you can already mention? If maybe the details might have changed in the meantime, we'll put links in the description of the episode if people want to find stuff, and we will put updates as much as we can. But at this stage today, get us excited about what's going to happen.
So we have teamed up with a load of streamers currently as planned. This, hopefully it doesn't change, because like you said, it's the 7th of October now. It's quite a few weeks away, but touch wood, everything goes fine. We teamed up with 4 or 5 streamers. I'm not going to say names at this moment. If it happens, that'd be great. There's rumors of some very, very big publishers who are going to be involved, who are going to be supporting us and pushing us. Again, I'm not going to say names at this moment. Hopefully you're watching this video on the 30th. You're going to see a big string of names all the way around here of people supporting.
I don't do FX, so people would have to go see.
Can I not
old lousy text in the description?
Okay. So
can we name at least someone in-house? Because I know someone. I think they are quite reliable, so maybe you can.
We're going to have to wait. I'm not going to say any names yet and push people, because it's still being organized at the moment. There's still a lot to be done. Because if I say the name and they can't do it, they're going to feel horrible. So I don't want to put pressure on anyone at the moment, because all of these people are volunteering to help do a big charity stream to support us. There is currently 7 streamers. The plan is on Halloween, the next day after funding, that we start the funding campaign. Halloween is on, I'm looking at my calendar, 31st. So on 31st, they are going to be doing a gaming day, where they're going to be 3 games running for the day nonstop, across 7 to 8 different Twitch channels. But if you follow us on this page and the GoFundMe page, on our Facebook page or our website, all the details will be published then.
Okay, so please, people, go check the description so we find out if Matthew Mercer kept his word and he will be participating this or not. Hopefully he will. He's a nice guy, so we hope so. But We won't name Manganiello and, you know, all the celebrities like Asa Butterfield, who's a big D&D nerd. Let's wait.
Vin Diesel is going
to... Dude, you weren't meant to say his name. He won't go through now.
He's going to be super shy. He's going to be... You've seen that video. He was in his chair and all shy. It's a pity. All right. What's left to talk about? We still got a bit of time. I'm running out of questions.
First of all, we have to say thank you to you, Jeremy. We have to say thank you, Matt. We really appreciate
it. I mean, you promised me so many iTunes reviews that I could not refuse. Plus, you sent me this mug, so I'm like...
That's product placement. That's product placement right there. We have to say sincere thank you. You've always been one of our big supporters and always been championing us, and we can't do half the things without you.
I mean, for people not aware, they probably wouldn't be derailed without the Roleplay Heaven in large extent. First of all, your invitation, Gary, and the Roleplay Heaven to La Guilde des Rôlistes Francophones de Londres to join the Roleplay Heaven to have some game masters run games at LondonCon. What is it called? The full name? The
Worldcon.
World Science Fiction Convention.
But it's LondonCon.
So that you reached out an invitation to that. That was the very first time I ever ran a game in a convention setting. And I had an amazing time running Star Trek Last Unicorn Games there. Then things sort of participated of me launching the project of the Rôlist, and very early you were super supportive, and you were the first people I interviewed who were not from La Guilde who I interviewed, except two tourists from Utah who I interviewed in a street in Barcelona. It was a bit weird, but you were the first proper tabletop RPG organization I interviewed, and you helped me get in touch with a lot of people in the industry. So like many people, I think, out here in the UK and probably in other countries, the Roleplay Heaven's been very helpful, very generous with us, and as you were saying, it's time for us to show a little bit of generosity so you can continue to be generous towards even more people.
That's kind of what we're here to do. We're here to help, and we want to help many people as we can. We want to roll dice and help people. That's what we're here for. And speaking of someone who, you know, professionally works in the industry, that's what the industry is like. That's what we're all like in the industry. We're all trying to help each other. There's not the greatest deal of money in RPG industry. Yeah, there's been a few who's made a little bit of money. But generally, we do this for love. That's what we're doing it for. And we're doing the Roleplay Haven for love as well, and to try and help people. And if we can help you, Jeremy, we will. We would help everyone we can, including ourselves. You know, this is... I'm a junkie for this, for role playing, helping people, and all this. You know, Catties, Davies. You know, this is we do this because we love doing it, and we're at that point at the moment where we want to continue. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years. Dave's doing it for a number of years, and so is Kat. And we're at that point now. We really, really need people's help. And I don't think I've really ever asked anyone for help for anything. So, you know, I'm just asking everybody now, please do share this, talk about this. And please, can you help support us? Because this is a really difficult time, for everybody, but we need to. Lose my words now. This is coming quite a lot for me. So yeah, we just really need the help now to keep the RP Haven going. It's my baby. It's Dave's, Kat's, and everyone else's, and we really want to continue doing what we're doing.
RP Haven is based on people and volunteers, and there's people that make it up. And everyone volunteers their time. We volunteer our time. We all have full time jobs, and then this is like another full time job, which is absolutely great. But now we're going to need to rely on the people who make us up to help support it to continue, and also people like yourself, Jeremy. So thank you again for having us chat some nonsense for a little while. So that's been good. But yeah, we really appreciate everyone by this point has already done a lot, and for everyone who will donate, every small bit helps. That's a classic line from every fundraiser, but it literally does. Every small bit really, really helps.
Well, I cannot wait for us to celebrate the success of the GoFundMe at DragonMeet 2021. We will be hugging again, although we'll all be wearing those inflatable hazmat suits. There will be a big awkward, but minus the smell, so that's an added value. Where can people find me? What can people check out besides the link I will include in the description? So for people who hear that and for some reason kind of check what's your website, your Twitter handle, and all this sort of stuff.
Well, there's a list. So if you want to find us on the website, it's rphaven.co.uk. Facebook, it's /rphaven. Twitter, it's rphaven. You just go to Google and you can literally ask Google rphaven and Google will tell you. So we're pretty easy to find on the internet. And of course, we call it the RP Haven, but the full name's the Roleplay Haven. And we usually come up everywhere when you type that in.
It's easy. It's not like the Rollist, which is difficult to spell, or it's not like Phoenix Games Club, which you end up in a club in Phoenix in the US, of course, when you're Googling it. So it is quite easy. Or London RPG Community, which is too generic, I think. The Roleplay Haven, that's easy to find.
Yeah, hopefully that's the plan, and we'll hopefully be easy to find on the streets when we're back out there.
I think you will be unavoidable online. Everybody will be aware of that and tired of seeing you all, but happy about what is going on. All right, well, this is goodbye. What's your goodbye, each of you?
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Yeah, Kat.
Stay safe, stay positive, and keep rolling those dice.
Thank you very much, everyone who's put so much effort into the Roleplay Haven already, and thank you for everyone who's about to, and keep yourselves safe out there.
Thanks, everyone. Everyone looking at this, please leave a like to the video, share it, and go check the other videos of the Roleplay Haven and the links to the GoFundMe, and try to share it far and wide, everywhere, to anyone you can, anywhere you can. All the social media, the Reddit, the WhatsApp, the TikTok, go there and spread the word about this GoFundMe, because it's very, very important and dear for the people here in the UK. If you're abroad, your support would be much, much welcome. And it could be a great opportunity to engage across borders, I'm sure, online. Because when you play online, you could play games with us, and that would be amazing. So that's it. That was Callum for the Café Rollist. Thank you very much for watching this. And see you on the Roleplay Haven GoFundMe. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Our logo is designed by Roland Kunz. Our theme song is Playtime by Jazar, which you can download on the Free Music Archive. A video version of this episode is available on YouTube. Please consider subscribing to our channel there. Leave us a review on your favorite podcasting platform. If you would like more Café Rollist, you can also get access to our archive of 100 or so additional episodes via Patreon. If you want to be informed of everything released by the Rollist, we have a monthly newsletter for you to join. And if you want to contribute via the chat room to one of our recordings, subscribe to our Twitch channel and social media accounts to be informed of when streams are happening. Finally, links to everything I just mentioned can be found in the description of this episode. Thanks for listening to us, and remember, you are the Rollist.